Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Stranger in the Forest on Foot Across Borneo by Eric Hansen. Narrated by Richard Poe. This book is copyrighted 1988 by Eric Hansen. This performance is copyrighted 1989 by Recorded Books Incorporated. Borneo, located in the Malay Archipelago, is the world's third largest island, and a little bigger than Texas. It's divided into four political regions. Sarawak State and Sabah State are Malaysian. Brunei is a British protectorate, and Kalimantan State, which covers 70% of the island, is part of Indonesia. In 1982, Eric Hansen decided to walk into the interior of Borneo. Armed with an Indonesian phrasebook and a 1945 map of the island, he entered the rainforest carrying only a bedsheet, a change of clothes, and a basket of trading goods. And now, Stranger in the Forest.
Prologue. Child's Play. When I was 8 years old, I found a piece of bamboo in my parents' garage. It was yellow with age and 5 feet long. It may have been an old rake handle, but from jungle movies on television, I knew what to do. With my pocket knife, I sharpened one end of the bamboo and made a spear. The house where my three sisters and I grew up stood on a corner lot separated from the street on two sides by a footpath and a hedge 5 feet high. The hedge was well trimmed and very dense, and sometimes I would wait behind it with my spear. When a neighborhood child was foolish enough to pedal by on a bicycle, I would stick the spear through the hedge and into the spokes of the front wheel. There was a cherry plum tree in the front yard, and when the fruit came into season, I crouched behind the hedge and fought one-sided battles with passing traffic and old people walking their dogs. Bicyclists and pedestrians learned to give our hedge a wide berth. My parents had planted a lawn and a beautiful flower garden behind the hedge. I remember the pink, yellow, and white poppies perched precariously on their slender, furry green stalks. There were tiger lilies and the orchids. People would bring my father orchids that wouldn't bloom, mostly cattleyas and cymbidiums. He doctored the plants back to health and kept them in an old bathtub in a shaded corner of the yard. The owners of the orchids sometimes came to see the blooms, but never asked for the plants back. Each year, the number of orchids and the variety of colors increased until the bathtub overflowed and a forest of potted orchids threatened to take over the backyard. Near the bathtub was a Gravenstein apple tree. It wasn't much for climbing, but the apples were good for pies and apple butter. The half-rotten apples on the lawn were used for spear practice. One afternoon, I grew tired of stabbing apples and directed my attention to a nearby camellia bush. Before my eyes, it transformed itself into a rhinoceros. I stood brave, then buried my spear in its leathery hide. Retrieving my weapon, I crouched like a hunter, motionless, listening, then crept silently into the front yard. My mother, preoccupied with an afternoon tea party, was oblivious to the wild animals lurking in her yard. I wrestled with a king cobra garden hose and left it with a broken back. A bear and a lion were soon dispatched, and for each new victory I cut a notch in the spear shaft. I became excited and began running around the house faster and faster, spearing everything in sight. There was a terrible loss of life. Suddenly, a huge bull elephant reared up in my path and trumpeted a frightful challenge. I knew from the National Geographic magazine stacked next to the toilet that I was a goner if I missed the one vulnerable spot near the elephant's temple. I took aim and with all my strength threw the bamboo spear, clean through the bush that obscured the big living room window. The sounds of breaking glass and overturned teacups were followed by startled screams. That brought me out of the jungle fast, but only momentarily. The next thing I knew, I was being chased by natives, hundreds of them, all with spears, and so I ran for my life. Down the empty street I went, dodging between parked cars until I finally gave them the slip and hid in a neighbor's basement, until eventually I had to go home to dinner. That night my mother listened as I explained about the jungle and the animals and the spear. My mother understood my hunting fantasies and excused the spear incident, because it was she who would sit on the edge of my bed most nights.